Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And, of course, I am coming to you live with lots of love and just a touch of Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I want to thank all of you for joining me from all over the world, it seems, from Hawaii, Norway, Europe, and, of course, my faithful listeners in the U.S. And my declaration over your life today is that you are a powerful human being created in the image of God. You are capable and purposeful, and you are making a difference in the world. Well, hello from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Well, how are you doing today? Have you had a great week? Are you excited about the things that are happening in your life? I know in my own life, I am so excited and so grateful about the things that are manifesting in my life personally and professionally and also in the lives of my listeners. Well, this has been a great week for me, and I made a decision that I'm going to spend more time being and connected to spirit rather than doing. And so that has been my really deep revelation for this week, and I am implementing that principle into my life, into my core being at a deeper level. So as I'm preparing for the shows, God always speaks to me about the change that I desire to come to pass in my life and what tools that I can begin to use to make those manifestations and those desires come to pass quickly. Well, thank you again for sharing your miracles with me via email about how drastically your life is changing because of this program. It really touches my heart, my spirit, and I just love hearing from you. Also, I have received so many emails from all over the U.S. and all over the world, actually, about my great affirmation downloads that I have really designed, especially with you in mind. I think I shared earlier on a previous show that God really led me to design affordable tools that you could begin to implement into your life to assist you in manifesting the life of your dreams. You know, sometimes we go to seminars, we read books, but we need specific tools that we can begin to utilize to change our lives. So remember that conscious repetition strengthens the neurological pathways in your mind and focuses your energy, your inner energy, toward a specific manifested desire. So the affirmation downloads are designed especially to do that. I have three recordings that you can download to your iPod, your MP3 player, or your computer. And the categories are prosperity, self-love, and success, and they're only $1.99. That's $1.99. I also have some great motivational ringtones that you can download to your phone. So visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com and take a look at the beautiful, affordable gifts that I have designed with you in mind. Well, let me introduce my special gift for this evening. Catherine Alice is the author of the best-selling book, Love Will Find You, and considered to be an expert on soulmates and dating spirituality. Her work has helped thousands of people overcome heartbreak and find true love. Catherine directed the Agape Crisis Clinic for 6 years, and she teaches in cities such as New York, L.A., Chicago, Sydney, Australia, Cape Town, and Honolulu. Her work has been featured in Psychology Today, Parade Magazine, Body and Soul, The New York Times, and on NBC, Montel, and Single Talk. And we are so blessed to have her with us tonight, all the way from the Philippines. We're just so blessed to have her. Your life is going to be radically changed tonight. And so, Catherine Alice, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you, Constance. It's wonderful to be with you today.
Well, thank you. And so you're in the Philippines.
I am in the Philippines. That's right.
I'm so excited about having you on. Share with our listeners a little bit about who you are, your life, your family, and your work.
Well, I am author of the best-selling book called Love Will Find You, as you mentioned. And I'm a love guru, basically. I've helped thousands of people attract their soulmates, just the way you teach it, with law of attraction. And I, in the process, attracted my own soulmate, and we're now married. We have four children, and we travel. For the last 2 years, we've been traveling all around the world. We've been around the globe once, doing book signings and teaching, and also just exploring islands, tropical, deserted islands sometimes, And so that's my background. I have been doing this for a long time, and it is the delight of my life to help people open up to love, even if they thought they didn't have a hope.
Well, you know, Catherine, love is as essential as the air we breathe, and one of the main questions that my listeners ask is, how do they attract their soulmate? So let's begin talking about your book, Love Will Find You. What is a soulmate, and does everyone have one?
I believe that everybody has one. I am Southern, too, though I've lost a lot of my accent. But and so my saying, and this is my grandmother's saying, is there's a lid for every pot. I believe everybody gets love. I know. You can probably relate to that one.
Right. And so you believe that everyone, that God has designed a soulmate for everyone.
I think so. And we're not all meant to meet, like in college or high school. Sometimes it's a little later in life or at different stages, and that's okay, too. And so that's my belief. And when I teach it, people, just by the shift of their getting hope again, even if they felt hopeless, many people just manifest right away. They see somebody coming into their life.
And so how does a person begin to welcome in their soulmate?
Well, the biggest step is what we're talking about right now, and hopefully as people listen, they're getting hope in their heart. But if you start having hope again, that you really could have the love of your life and not settle, it goes a long way. That's the biggest shift I see in people. It's the first step that I mention in my book. I tell stories to back people up of unlikely people getting love, just to let them know that anybody can hope for love. And so that's the first step, is just starting to have hope that, yes, I really could get the love of my life, no matter what my life looks like right now.
And so what are some of the biggest blocks that you believe that people have to actually receiving that soulmate or that love into their lives personally?
Well, one of them definitely is not believing, just being cynical about love. Cynicism is a real law of attraction killer. and so... getting hopeful, it will dissolve that block. Another huge, huge block that I see are people getting stuck on a past love, getting attached, not being willing to release, thinking that was the best they could ever hope for. That's a huge block.
It is, because I know so many people, having been a psychologist for 25 years, I know so many people are just mired in and holding on to their past hurt, their past shame. How does a person begin to release that and move on to really receive their soulmate? If you've been really hurt, what does a person need to do?
Well, you're going to have to tell yourself that my past is no predictor of my future. And that's a very good point, Constance, because the thing is, some people, and that is a block too, is that people shut down. They've had a couple hard knocks in love, and we all do. In the process of creating our ideal mate, that's what happens, you know. And it's, you have to tell yourself that, okay, this is a process of refinement I'm in. And I found a lot of things I don't want, which can lead me to what I do want, but I don't need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, I don't need to give up on love entirely.
So if a person has hope and they begin to shift their thinking and their feeling, you say that that's the first step. where a person can begin to attract their soulmate into their lives, and then to release any past hurt, knowing that something bigger or better will come into their lives.
Exactly.
Give
exactly.
me an example of some of your clients who maybe just had a real miracle of meeting their soulmate. Maybe they were really hurt in the past, and they were able to release that, and then they attracted into their lives their soulmate.
Wow. Well, I have a really funny story. I was speaking at a conference one time, and this lady comes running up to me with a baby in her arms. And she said, Catherine, you're responsible for this baby. And I was like, what? And she had gotten my Releasing a Person CD, which I actually crafted because the block of holding on to people is so common. And there are good reasons for that we get so stuck on somebody. But she said she had been tortured for years with this love that wasn't working out, and they went back and forth. Finally, she got the Releasing a Person CD. She did that work, and she finally released. And within just a couple weeks, a new man came into her life who was everything she had ever wanted. She could not believe how well it went. They got married, and now she had this baby. And she attributed the baby to doing the release work and finally getting over that particular block. So that's one of many, many stories where people released whatever block they had, whether it was an attachment to a person or anything else, and very, very quickly manifested the love of their lives.
Well, you know, that's so interesting, because one myth that I hear all of the time from women is that there are not enough good men around, or there is a shortage of men. What would you say to our female listeners regarding that statement?
I would say you better let go of that belief quick. You're not a figure on a piece of paper. And so even if the figures look grim, you know, and a lot of those, like a while back, there was this weird study going around that said that a woman was more likely to be killed by a terrorist and get married after 40. And that was shown to be untrue. And but people really hung on to that. And so if you're using some statistic to beat yourself up and say, forget it, then you need to get over yourself, because you are one individual. If you're doing this work of law of attraction and manifesting your soulmate, there are no odds. You're going to get it. This is not random chance here. You've got the divine on your side. You know, the universe is aiding you, and there's no question. And I have to tell you something funny, Constance, is I've taught in over 50 cities all over the world. Every one of them, somebody says, dating sucks in this town, or there are no good men. And I have to tell them, you know, I see paper notices every day of weddings. Somebody's finding somebody. You can be next, but you cannot stay in this limited belief area of having a doubt like that. So I would never let that sentence that there are no good men left, or no,
right.
I would never let it come out of your mouth again, and then work on having a better belief about yourself that you do get love.
And so speaking of beliefs, so that means that people really need to take a look at what they truly believe, what their core beliefs are about relationships, like I'm too old, or I'm too overweight, or dating is hard. And so it's until they take a look at those beliefs and change them, then nothing will change.
Exactly. It's so important to work on those beliefs and get to a better one, and have an affirmation, anything you can do to shore yourself up and give yourself some hope.
Well, what about the law of attraction? You know, that's what my show is about. Whatever you think about, you bring about, and whatever your dominant thought is what eventually reproduces in your life. Share a little bit about the law of attraction and attracting your soulmate.
Well, this is exactly it. Then when you start having hope, even just the littlest niggling bit of hope, things start turning around for you. And even if you're not there all the way, as you know, and I'm sure you teach, you can get from hope to then joy about something, more of a deeper faith about it, and keep going. And so there's just a certainty that they're coming along. But even when you get in the positive realm, just with hope, things begin turning around. And that's why I see a lot of people don't do a whole lot of my work, and they attract. And so you're changing your entire energy. And I think for many people, they get worried that they're doing it wrong. And I have to reassure them that even if you're not there all the way, you've got a quality of grace and magic you're evoking just by being willing to do the work. And so even if you're not there all the way, but you're changing your energy, you're getting more hope, that's enough. The universe can work with that.
Right. You talk about a vibration, and that if you are at a low vibration of, oh, there aren't any good men or women out there, or I'm lonely, or I'm sad, that you will attract at that level. How does a person begin to change that vibration, and what role does vibration play in someone attracting their soulmate?
Well, vibration is it, and vibration is basically the energy you're exuding. So if you're real negative and cynical, and I see this happen to people, they try to put themselves at every party there is to try to meet somebody, but meanwhile they feel uncomfortable there, they don't like bars, which, you know, if you're not don't like bars, you're probably not going to find anybody compatible with you anyway. But furthermore, your energy is going to be all wrong. And they go to every party scared to death they're going to miss their soulmate. And meanwhile, they've got this bad energy because they're not liking the party. They're not in the right frame of mind. It's not going to work.
The person would just go out every day, Catherine, just loving themselves and doing a paradigm shift, and that there is abundance, there is an abundance of love, and walking in hope that vibration would attract to them people who would love them.
Absolutely. And I have, you know, I do have an exercise I could recommend to anybody who struggles with cynicism or depression or, you know, giving up hope. And that would be to write down all of your fears about love, you know, the negative ones. And then after you finish, write down the truth or what you'd like to believe, even if you can't quite get there. And it would be, I know that I have love. There was somebody put on this planet, living and breathing right now, looking for me. This person was tailor-made for me and exceeds every relationship I've ever known, even if I've had a checkered love life history. You know, like, start writing that down, because that is the spiritual truth, and that will change your energy, and part of you will tap into that truth. I think it's a truth, and change you.
Right. So what is crazy love, and can you give me an example of what that means?
Crazy love is, more often than not, it's not your soulmate, but it's somebody who you're doing deep growth with. And it, you know, most of us know it when we see it. It's people who go back and forth. They break up. They get back together. They have a huge drama going all the time. They have public fights. They drag their friends into it. It's just, you know, it's crazy. And it's so consuming, it gets in the way of your regular life and certainly of being happy. And people really can get hooked into that. And it is a way to grow, but it's not productive. And I would say probably 10% of people who are in that kind of relationship, and I have great stories on it, they can transform it into soulmate love. The rest of them are beating a dead horse. This is not your soulmate. It's never going to work out. You just need to let go and be willing to have something healthier.
But sometimes it's so difficult to let go, Catherine.
I know, and there's a reason why, is we are hardwired for attachment. When you're a baby, if you didn't get attached to a primary caregiver, like usually a mother or other parent, your dad, you know, then you would die. And so, and I teach this, I teach psychologists about the release process that I do, because it's so common, and we are hardwired for it, and part of us as grown-ups believes we will die. At least emotionally, you know, logically we know better, but emotionally we kind of think we're going to die if we let go. And that is one reason that attachment has such a strong hold. But as you release, you're releasing into a faith you get something better, and you know you're miserable where you are, and it really works.
Right. So do you believe in love at first sight, and how does that work? Can you really recognize your soulmate at first sight, or is that a fallacy, or is that truth?
It's true to some extent. Again, probably studies have studied the phenomenon, and only about 10% of people know their soulmate right away. Those are the people you hear where the guy says, well, I'm going to marry her, the minute he lays eyes on her,
right.
And he really was recognizing her. But most of the time, because of the thing you and I were talking about, Constance, of, you know, a checkered love life or people having a few hard knocks as they go along in love, they get closed. And it takes them a little bit of doing to recognize their soulmate. They gradually will open up to someone, emotionally bond with them, and suddenly they got a crush on them like they can't believe. And so that's why I suggest that people give someone a chance who you do find somewhat attractive. If you're not attracted at all to somebody, it probably won't be, because there is a part of us that knows right away whether we're attracted. But if you're even mildly attracted, I would give them a chance, because most of us have more of a process of falling in love than that.
So share your story with our listeners about how you met your husband, and was it love at first sight, and your experience in attracting your own soulmate?
Well, one thing you need to know, which is kind of funny, is at the time that I started teaching soulmate workshops, and it came out of my direction of the crisis support team, where we recognized that most suicidal people were having love issues. It was over love issues. So I started specializing in love out of that. And I was producing soulmates left and right for people before I actually had my own. So it was an interesting time. And I met John, my husband, 4 years before we hooked up. And I thought it was cute. It wasn't love at first sight, but I was very attracted to him. And I shouldn't have been noticing because I actually was with somebody else at that time. Mm-hmm. And for 4 years, one or the other of us was always in a relationship. And I have to admit, I even kind of fantasized about him because I just thought he was so attractive. And finally, at a moment when we were both single, we were thrown into a car, not even planning on it, to go on a trip with a bunch of friends. And he was very shy, but there were only three of us in that car, and so he was forced to talk to me. So by the end of the trip, I have to say I was sitting in his lap. we were finally both single at the same moment. We had thrown together, and that's what happens, I believe. We get thrown together. You don't have to worry about it, how it's going to happen. And, in fact, I suggest letting go of the how. But I knew, even a couple years before he came along, I had a very strong feeling that it wasn't right now, but it was soon. And he did come along. I was 41, and I've had two kids in my 40s with him, and we each had a child from a previous marriage. So we have a beautiful blended family, and it's been almost 10 years we've been together, and we're super happy.
So you talk about give up trying to figure out the how that the universe will bring your soulmate to you like he did you and your husband.
Right.
So many of us try to figure out, well, how and when, and so we should just, a person should just believe and be in faith and be in hope and just release that to God or spirit and just expect it on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. There's a good reason for that. It is this, that when you start getting into the how, all of a sudden you feel restricted because you might be in what looks like a dating desert. That's what I call it, when there's nobody in sight. You work with people of your same sex and you're not gay. And there's just no, you can't see a how. So when people start getting into the how, they start getting shrinking. They start getting disbelieving. And here's the other thing, is everybody who manifests a soulmate using the law of attraction, actually never in a million years could they have predicted. It's all these magical stories. They never could have planned for it anyway. So worrying about the how is futile. It's going to happen magically. It'll be a great story to tell your grandkids. And you never could have predicted it in a million years, so don't even bother getting into the how.
Well, what would you say to someone who, maybe one of our listeners, who's just given up on love? I'm too old, I'm too overweight. What would you say to them?
I would say to them, whatever your situation is, you know, if you think you're too overweight, too old, too infirm, you know, too unhealthy, you've got too much baggage emotionally, I could give you many, many stories of people who had it way worse than you who still got love. And if you start looking around for that, you'll see it too. So that means that I've had people up into their 80s manifest their soulmate. Two 95-year-olds recently got married in Ventura County in California. I've had people who are grossly obese, like really off the charts in terms of weight, find love. And in fact, one client I was seeing, her problem, and she was quite overweight, her problem was fielding several marriage proposals. And so as you let go of these self-imposed beliefs, you know, as you tell yourself a different story, it simply won't be true for you.
And I love what you said, telling a different story about life and love in your life. I think that that's very important. And I love the example that you shared in your book about the lady who was really obese and how she really attracted this good-looking guy that all the girls wanted to really date, but it was out of her own essence of loving herself, she attracted this beautiful, great guy into her life, and they're married.
I know. There you go. That's a perfect example, Constance. And I feel that, you know, when you're telling yourself this story, nobody else has told it. Somehow you internalized it. Somebody told you, or you made this conclusion based on your past. You're not limited by your past, but it's you who's judging yourself. And so, like in this example, the lady started not judging herself and loving herself, and she radiated that. And then there she goes. She meets her soulmate.
Right, because all of us have seen maybe this lady who was not as attractive, and she's out with this great-looking guy, and we say to ourselves, what did she do to get him? But really, she's walking in the greatness and the essence and the power of her being. And so she's vibrating that out, and so she attracted that great-looking guy into her life.
Yeah, that's right. And it just goes to show. And that's what happens. I have to say that when people do this work to manifest their soulmate, most of the time they're stunned at their good luck. They can't. Their biggest problem then, which is a quality problem to have, is to get used to how great the person they attracted was. You know, how hot they are. It's the hottest person you've ever dated.
Right. So you talk about a soul call. What is that? That sounds interesting.
Well, again, it's an energetic invitation to your love. And it's amazing how magical it is, because thousands of years we've had rituals. And rituals work as long as you're not doing them without thinking about them, or they become meaningless. But a soul call is an energetic invitation, kind of a ritual you can do to invite your love in, and it works because it's the underpinning of a lot of the work that I do. The way I do it is I put people into a guided meditation. If you get my Manifesting Love CD, there's a soul call on it, a long version, 20 minutes, and a short version, and some people do it every night just to keep their energy open and keep it inviting. And this is what I believe. I believe that the energy goes out when you actually do that invitation, and it kind of starts magnetizing that person to you.
I believe that, too. So you're going in, and who you are on the inside goes out and attracts what you need. And, you know, I think it was Ernest Holmes who said that your outward is just a picturing of what's on the inside of you. And so if somebody's really just knowing that they have love now and sending that out, I mean, it's a law. It has to come back to them.
It doesn't. I mean, I even go so far as to say it's like a heat-seeking missile. You send it out, and it zeroes right in on that person who was meant to be with you.
Wow. Talk about the role of spirituality in attracting that soulmate or love into your life.
Well, when you're spiritual, you're lining up with who you are. You start seeing yourself as God sees you. You're acting in spiritual principle, which means you're going forward in faith, not in fear. And that is the underpinning of attracting what you want.
And so self-love is very important. Self-love and lining up with how the universe or God sees you and beginning to tell a story about how much you love yourself and how much God loves you. And when you tell that story, you will attract the love into your life.
That's right. And for some people, it is such a long road to get there. I've had people, an exercise I do in my live workshops, I have people write down all the reasons their soulmate will love them and all the things that make them special. And I had a lady break into tears because she could not think of a single one. Oh. So it's very common for us not to see ourselves and see how special we are. And so that is very important work, and it really changes everything when you start acknowledging yourself and quit telling yourself these negative things. We've internalized, you know, when you're a child, you know how special you are. Up until probably age 3 or 4, you see little kids, and they have no doubt who they are. But somewhere along the way, parents or society starts questioning them, and they start doubting themselves. And then eventually they internalize, you know, this self-judgment. So then we get to get back to that. We want to get back to the way we knew we were special when we were young.
That's so true. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Catherine Alice, and she is the author of the best-selling book, Love Will Find You. And she's sharing with us some great insight and techniques for really attracting your soulmate to you. So, Catherine, tell me some of those juicy love stories that have come out of your work.
Well, here's a funny one. You know how we were talking about a soul call?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other step of that, you do an inner invitation, and it is definitely an inner process. You do guided meditation. You could journal. But I always ask people to follow it up with an outer action, and that would be what I did, and what really worked for me was I bought a card for my husband, who I didn't even know who it was yet, and it was a card that said, forever is not long enough with you. I put it on the altar I have in my home, and it got kind of gray around the corners because it took a while, but then I got married, and so I filled it out on the day I got married and gave it to him, and he was very moved. But I ask people to do something symbolic on the outer, like buy them a card, or clean out a drawer, you know, or make some free time in your schedule if you're a workaholic, like that. Some symbolic step that I'm willing to accept love into my life, an invitation. And I had somebody do that to an extreme. Like, she planned her wedding. She got a wedding dress. You know, people thought she was out of her mind because she wasn't engaged and she wasn't dating anybody. And just went way overboard, imagining the wedding, checking out honeymoon spots, you know, getting a travel agent who could get what they wanted. And sure enough, believe it or not, she did get to wear that wedding dress down the aisle. She did get to go on that honeymoon with her husband. And so, like, just acting like it was a done deal and she better get ready is very powerful. And it's something I talk about in my book, Love Will Find You.
And so do you tell people to act like they have love now? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and plan like it's imminent. Because when you start doing this work, it can go very quickly. And so you might as well get ready. I have so many people who end up, you know, it goes fast sometimes when you're with your soulmate, and they end up having to plan a wedding very quickly or, you know, get used to it, or the whole life kind of suffers because they're so busy enjoying their soulmate. And so I tell them, get your ducks in a row now. Plan like it's going to happen. That will move it along more quickly. But also, you literally will not have much time when you're so busy being in love with this person and, you know, just having so much fun together. You let your, I mean, you know how it is. When your friends fall in love, they disappear for a while.
Absolutely.
So you kind of let part of your life go. So get ready for that now. And it's an affirmation that it is coming.
So is there anything that's good to avoid when you're opening yourself up to love and receiving your soulmate?
Yes. One of the biggies is to not tell people who you know are going to shoot your dreams down. And unfortunately, there's a lot of negative people out there. And so when you're having a new dream, it's kind of vulnerable. And that's why, you know, there's a long history when people invent stuff or pioneer anything. They don't let the cat out of the bag right away. They're careful. They shelter it. It's like a plant that you just planted, and those seeds are enveloped in the soil, and they're protected by it. You want to protect your dream. And so I think you need to be very careful about who you tell what your dreams for your love life are. Because if it's somebody you know, it will be cynical or negative or shoot you down or poo-poo the idea, not going to help you. It could drag you down.
That is so true. I think it's important that you have people really in agreement with you, and that sometimes you have to incubate your dream and just sort of hold it in and become pregnant with it. And I always say manifestation is so powerful that people really can't say anything. So I agree with you 100% on that. You know, we talked earlier about, you know, what can people do who may be older and may be fearful about, can I find somebody? I know you said you just had a 95-year-old couple just get married, or someone who is overweight, or someone who just might feel, well, I'm not that attractive. What other advice could you share with them?
Well, I would tell you what, I have a really good practice I would love people who have doubts around to get into, and that is to instead, I have to say I've seen a phenomenon when I work with people, they can rattle off the top of their head all the reasons why they don't have much hope or why something could not happen. And I ask them to get just as good at rattling off the top of their head, or even better, why it could happen. And one thing that can back you up in that is to ask, to look around, to research, and ask for love stories from your friends and notice them when you see them. And so if you're older, look around for older weddings. You'll find tons of them. Many, many people get married older. My own mother-in-law, who's 76, just married her soulmate recently. Because my work tends to rub off on everybody around me, and she went on book tour with me and helped me take care of my young baby at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was really steeping herself in this material, and she has the most magical love story, and they are so happy, and it's hilarious because she was single for 35 years. So look for that kind of story. Look for stories of, you know, your situation. If you have some limiting belief, like you are overweight or older or whatever it is, or infirm or handicapped or anything, look for stories that will shore you up and remind you you get love anyway. Because I don't care what your position is, and I always try to put those forth to people too in my own work, you will find tons of people who've gotten love, and it will remind you, it'll give you hope that you get love too, no matter what.
You know, that is so true. And when you hear those remarkable stories, it gives you faith. And, you know, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing. And so when you hear that, you say, wow, that could happen for me.
Exactly. It's very important to get to that and start making a list of why you get love now, why you're more ready than you ever were before, and this is your time. Do everything you can to shore that up. And I have to say, one of the big issues that I tend to work with are people with a biological clock issue. Like, they're really worried it'll be too late to have babies, probably because I've had two babies in my 40s, you know. And And so I asked them, and they're getting good at looking for the research of women who've had babies for older, when they're older. And it's amazing because Wikipedia has an entry about women who've had babies in their 60s and 70s. And you, people may judge it, but we're living longer. Longer in the old days, people died very early, so they didn't get to see their grandchildren sometimes anyway. And so now we're living older. Why not, you know? But, you know, there's a lot of research to back up and to remind you that the limits you're giving yourself are not real.
So, Catherine, do you suggest that people write down the qualities or characteristics that they desire in their soulmate?
I certainly do. I think it's very important. It can help you refine what you want. And then when you go on a date with someone who's not it, then add what you found out. Like if they're a smoker and you realize, I really don't want to be with someone who smokes, don't write the negative. You know, don't write somebody who doesn't smoke. Say instead just a non-smoker who's quite healthy. You know, like that. Turn it around to a positive. But I do suggest that people do that because it can help you get in touch with who it is. And I have to have a warning with that, though.
Okay, what is the warning?
The warning is don't use the list as a negative. Always say this or something better because sometimes God knows better than you what you need and what will make you the happiest. And so if you say this or something better, you remain open. And the most important thing, the warning here is don't use that list as a negative. Don't write people off right away because they're not exactly your list or don't appear to be because you want to remain open.
So, Catherine, what is your belief about you attract who you are, not what you want, meaning that whatever you want, you need to already be that? Do you believe that?
No.
Okay. I'm so glad to hear you say that.
Well, sorry to be the devil's advocate, but... And this is a really bad example, but I'm just going to give it. You don't want to have two salespeople in a marriage. You want to have a salesperson and a salesperson and a buyer. You know what I mean? And that's a really bad analogy. But what I'm saying is, there's something about opposites attract. So that sometimes your soulmate will lend. If you're a quiet, introverted type, your soulmate might be more outgoing, help with your social life, and also bring you out more, provide some entertainment. And that's why the saying opposites attract, you're going to be a little different, but it will enrich the whole marriage. It'll be a nice balance. And so I do believe you need to get in faith that you get love. You need to have an open heart and be loving and giving, and you want them to be the same. But there will be differences, and you don't have to be all that your soulmate's going to be because the difference will make it richer.
And so how has your husband complimented you? Are you more outgoing than he is?
Yeah, well, he's a little shyer. He's much more even-keeled than me. I call him my rock because I'm a little more volatile, and a lot of women are, but I'm a little more moody. He's solid as a rock. He's the underpinning of our whole family, and so he also has this quality that I tend to be more of a doer, and he's more of a beer. So he has this strange quality of magic, and he's always bringing magic things into our life, and so we're very different, and I think we do complement each other, and it makes it richer. And we enjoy the difference between one another.
And so you shared earlier about guided meditation or visualization. Share with our listeners maybe one visualization that they could begin to implement into their lives.
All right. Well, should I just give an example?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to say a few sentences to kind of give you an idea. When I do a guided meditation, I get people to a centered place. They begin relaxing their body, so you could be doing that now, and opening up to love. I ask that they think of something they love, not a love interest or former one, but maybe a pet or a small child or your grandmother, something that kind of, or maybe a favorite place that opens your heart to love. And so you let that love begin expanding into your whole body. And from this space of feeling love and feeling open, I want you to start thinking about your soulmate and connect with them on the inner, even if you're not with them yet. It's somebody you probably don't know, but connect with them at a heart level. And I want you to imagine the deliciousness as you meet one another. And maybe your hands connect by accident and you could feel a little leap of electricity between you. Like there really is some chemistry going on. It feels like you've known them a long time. You could talk about anything. As you get to know one another, everything flows, and you just cannot believe how easy it is and that this hot person continues to be interested. I want you to imagine your first kiss. Imagine becoming more a part of each other's lives and your family and friends loving them and everything that goes so smoothly. And there's no downside. Everything you've ever experienced in a relationship that was hard is just not there. It just goes forward, and everything that you want is coming true, and all of a sudden you have constant pinch-me moments. you just can't believe, your life seems to be a dream, and yet it is reality.
Oh, that's really great. I believe that our listeners can really begin to utilize that in their lives. You talk about aligning yourself vertically and staying aligned and doing only what feels good. Expound on that.
Well, because I am spiritually based, I believe in God, and most of us do, and I believe vertical alignment has to do with connecting with God first. The God in you through the Holy Spirit, as some people call it, because God is in every one of us, and then the greater God, you know, that's everywhere and a powerful presence. And that is the most important thing that you do before you do anything else. And you see it with sports figures who say a prayer, or people who go into concert, they say a prayer with their dancers and backup singers. And that's because that's vertical alignment, you know. And so if you don't pray, you don't have to. But whatever you do that would center you and make you feel connected with the greater spirit of life, the universe, God, the divine, whatever you want to call it, I think that's the most important step, more important than any action you take outside of yourself.
I agree with that 100%. So did you pray to God for God to send you your husband?
Oh, repeatedly. I pray all the time, and so, yes, constantly. And at hard moments, I would pray and feel like I was getting in touch with him, you know, my soulmate, my husband now, through the prayer.
Right, absolutely. I agree with that. You have what you call a love club. What's a love club?
The love club is a subscription service. Like, people join it, and every month they get these stories I'm talking about of hope. They get exercises. It's kind of something to change your energy. If you've had a chronic pattern of being cynical or attracting the wrong people and accepting them, it's a way to do the work on a consistent basis over a months or years and bring on. And so I started it 2 years ago. We have many marriages. We have many people pregnant right now in the Love Club. And even once they meet their soulmate and are pregnant and going on, they still stay in the Love Club to keep things at the soulmate level, which is it's kind of a very high vibration, mm-hmm. and it keeps everything wonderful. And so that's what it is. I started it because so many people were bugging me to have some kind of a regular way to stay uplifted. And so that's the intention of it.
And so for people who might be listening, Catherine, who may have had long patterns of being disappointed or choosing someone who is emotionally unavailable on a continuous basis and maybe finding themselves involved in situations or relationships that did not work out, there is hope. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, yes.
And I think what you're saying is just so encouraging, because I think that faith and hope are just powerful forces in the universe that can really bring wonderful gifts into our lives.
Absolutely. It's it. And it makes life so fun. I really believe we're here to have fun and just to love and be loved. And it gets us back to that. You know, when we have faith, then all of a sudden we're not worrying about some of the little stuff that you're not going to remember 6 months from now. But you can concentrate on loving, being loved, connecting, enjoying life.
Well, you talk about exercising patience and being happy. Explain that to our listeners.
Well, I have a rule of thumb that people usually don't like to hear if they're not happy where they are. And my rule of thumb is you need to get happy now. Even if it's not perfect, try to find things to be grateful, even if it's just, well, I'm breathing now. You know, even if it's to that level, it's very important to find peace where you are now, and it actually accelerates everything. And having patience and knowing that things aren't instantaneous but they can happen quickly helps. Getting impatient and, you know, saying, well, where are they already? It's like digging up the plant before it bloomed above the surface. It's counterproductive, you know?
I agree with that. And, you know, when you're grateful for what you have and where you are, and when you're operating in a spirit of joy, you're really attractive.
You are. It's amazing to me because even like that example you gave of a woman who was kind of plain, who ended up with this hot guy, and everybody was like, how did she get him? He was seeing her energy, and that's what beauty is. And it's so funny because even some of the celebrities who are well-known, there's some new scale that Oprah talked about where you look at people's faces and you can grade it. And a lot of the people who are super famous and considered the most beautiful people are technically probably not that beautiful, but they're willing to shine their light brightly. And so That is the most beautiful and attractive energy, and your soulmate will swear that you are a 10, even if maybe somehow, if there is such a, you know, objective truth, then you're not. But, you know, I don't know if it is objective, but you become wildly beautiful and wildly attractive as you stand in your own beauty and your own truth and exude such a nice energy.
And I'm sure you've heard people say, Catherine, if God would just send me my soulmate, then I would be happy. But it doesn't work like that, does it?
No, you got to get happy now. It's not a, you know, I've had people who thought they were dying in the hospital or balled in the cue ball fighting cancer meet their one. And so you don't have to get there 100%. But I do find a big trend. People meet their soulmate at the happiest time in their lives when they finally got happy single. All of a sudden, you know, they got patient because they were so happy, and then it happened just like that. And so that will accelerate is getting happy where you are now and just proclaiming, these are my last single days. I'm going to relish the heck out of them. And also saying, if you tend to say, oh, I haven't met my soulmate, then I would add the word yet because it's never too late.
I love that. Catherine, why do you think that 50% of all people who are getting married are getting divorced? For some of my listeners who might be married and might be really going through a tough time, what would you share with them?
Well, there are a couple reasons. The basic one is people get married for the wrong reason. They settled, and they did not wait for their soulmate. They thought it was time to get married. They thought they could never do better. And that being the case, you know, it doesn't work. And so then they have to correct the mistake, and it can be painful to get a divorce. But that, my work has also saved a lot of marriages. And the reason is because some people, if they are with their soulmate, I've seen this a lot, they don't know it because they've let the relationship degenerate into these lower levels of worrying about stupid stuff that doesn't matter. They get all mired in the mundane stuff like you didn't pick up your underwear from the floor, you didn't take out the trash, blah, blah, blah. They get so judgmental that they've let the relationship slip into a bad place. And what they do to correct, they get back to that soulmate place of appreciating that person, remembering why they love having them in their lives to begin with, why they fell in love, and it's a second honeymoon or third honeymoon. Everything's turned around. And so I would say anybody, especially if you have kids and you're married, and marriage is sacred, try that first. Get happy where you are now before you make a decision, if you're with somebody, to leave, because that's a big, especially if you're married, it's very sacred, and you might as well first make sure that you've done everything you can to, you know, to see if it is your soulmate.
Well, you know, you just shared some great information. I can't believe we only have 10 minutes left, and I do want you to have an opportunity to talk about your books, your CDs, your free teleseminars, your Manifesting Love CD, your Love Club. How can people contact you and share with our listeners about your resources?
Well, go to my website, KatherineAlice.com, KatherineAlice.com, and if you go to the shop page, it'll give you products. There's free articles. If you go to the publication section, it will help you. And Amazon.com and many bookstores carry my book, Love Will Find You, and the two CDs I talked about, Releasing a Person, which is the lady who ran up to me with the baby. That's letting go of someone if you've been hung up for somebody or going through a breakup or divorce. And the Manifesting Love has the soul call in two versions and a lot of teaching about attracting your soulmate. Those are also available on Amazon at my website and even as a downloadable if you don't want to wait. If you want to get it right now, you can buy the downloadable version from our website and be doing it like in, you know, 10 minutes or whatever. So those are probably the introductory products that would be good for your listeners who are just discovering, you know, this manifesting your soulmate work.
And so you're currently in the Philippines writing another book. Can you share with our listeners the name of that book, or is it a big secret?
You know what? Sadly, I don't have the name. My agent, I have a literary agent and a publisher who I love, and they usually name the book. But I'll tell you what it's about. It's about the levels of soulmate. We talked about it a little here. The levels of soulmate and how to make sure you're at that higher level when you're dating for your soulmate, you're attracting your soulmate, you're taking your relationship to soulmate level that you're in now, and not attracting anything lower. You make sure you're going for soulmate and nothing less. So that's the new book is getting deeply into that material.
And so you conduct seminars all over the world. Is that correct?
I am. I'm teaching in Australia next week. I will teach in the U.S. this summer, though these days people usually fly to me. When my book comes out, I'll go all over to every city. But I teach in L.A. That's where my base is. And you would be surprised at how many people fly in for a weekend with me just because we do all the work, and it's really wonderful. You know, there's a lot of amazing single people there, too.
And so you feel that God has called you to do this work. Is it a call?
Yes, I do feel that.
Well, it comes through. Your compassion and your caring really comes through for our listeners. And I was so excited to get in contact with you when you told me you were in the Philippines. I'm like, oh, my God, how are we ever going to get this to work? This woman is going to be up all night just interviewing with me and sharing with our listeners. And so I'm so grateful that you really chose to be on the show tonight. But
Thank you. It's been lovely.
It has been, hasn't it? I would just want to share 7 steps to bringing your soulmate now. I know that we've covered some of those, but just to end, if we could just briefly share, step 1 is removing everything in the way of love, beliefs, people, vibrations, and superstitions. You want to share a little bit on that just quickly?
Right. Well, that's what we were talking about when we said you have to get hopeful and not get cynical and, you know, get rid of cynicism and also releasing a person.
Right. That's really important. And I think that when you don't settle for, you know, this or something better is waiting for you, that it's a lot easier to forgive. And then step 2 is give up trying to figure out how.
That's right. We talked about that. Forget the how. It's immaterial.
Right. Somebody says that the what... We determine the what, and then God of the universe will really deliver the how. So when you
care about your... Yeah, and you see that. You have to. You have to give up on trying to know the how, because you'll never predict it.
Right, and step 3 is line up with yourself, line up with who you are.
That's right. That's loving yourself and seeing how special you are and not saying, oh, you know, I have no hope for love because of this, that, or the other that's wrong with me.
Right, right. And then step 4 is give thought to who you are and what you like and his or her qualities.
Yeah, so that's where you make a list of who your soulmate is, what you want in your soulmate, and also, you know, who you are, you know, what they love about you.
Okay. And so I love about how you talk about being vertically aligned with God and being happy and then being patient and being happy now. I just think that's just so great.
Thank you.
So within 2 minutes, what would you share with our listeners, Catherine?
Well, for one thing, if they wanted to get that's a free report you can get on my website, is actually 7 steps to bring on your soulmate right now. And that's a good...
Are you still here, Catherine? I think we just lost her. She said that if we happen to become disconnected, for me to continually talk, and that's what I'm going to do. And I think what she was saying was that you can go to her website and really get the 7 steps to bringing on your soulmate now. And I'm going to encourage all of you to go to her website and really just take a look at all of the great resources that she has. She has great CDs. She has great workbooks, and she has teleseminars that you can attend. And I just think that this has just been such a great show tonight, and I want you to really just believe that if you are really believing for a soulmate, that God definitely has someone especially for you. And I want you to just begin to take small baby steps toward implementing that. So let me see if I can get Catherine back in. Are you here, Catherine? I think we've been disconnected. I'm so glad that we were able to really finish that interview. Well, hasn't it been great tonight? I'm just so grateful, as I said earlier, about Catherine being on the show. And I just want to share a couple of announcements at the end. I want you to remember about the Law of Attraction Radio Network Cruise to Transformation. That's right, Cruise to Transformation on May 31st. And for people who are in the U.S., that is Memorial Day weekend. a four-night cruise to Baja California, Catalina Island, and I am one of the featured speakers, and I will be sharing on the law of attraction for business and wealth. And for many of my listeners, I'm going to have just a special night that I'm going to spend some private time with you. So for more information, I want you to go to loaradionetwork.com, and I want you to click on the link that talks about the cruise to transformation. And if you've never been on a cruise, wouldn't it be wonderful just to be sharing social time and just professional time with like-minded people who believe in God, who believe in the power of the universe, and who also believe in the law of attraction. So I would love to meet all of you in person. I think I have about 10 people that are going to be going so far who are great listeners of mine. Additionally, I just want to remind you about those products that I mentioned earlier about the wonderful affirmation downloads that I have, that you can go on my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and I have designed 3 affirmations especially for you. And remember that I said earlier that conscious repetition strengthens the neurological pathways in your mind and focuses your inner energy toward a specific manifested desire. And so you can go to my website and download those 3 affirmation recordings. One is on prosperity, and they have beautiful music behind them. The other one is on self-love and success, and they're only $1.99. I have also created some great motivational ringtones that you can download to your phone, and you can hear me say motivational quotes like, money is coming to me easily and effortlessly and has great music behind it, or the best is yet to come, or my life is filled with success, or my business is growing abundantly. So we have all kinds of information for you where you can really begin to change your life. And remember, this program is really designed to bring in experts from all over the world so you can begin to really get the information, techniques, and strategies that you need to really begin to change your life so that you can really begin living the life of your dreams. So I want you to tune in every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell your friends about the show, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you happen to miss the show, if you're really busy, then of course you can, you know, you can always listen to the archive messages and download it later. And personally, in my own life, sometimes I might listen to the same message 3, 4, or 5 times until it really drops down in my spirit. For example, I would suggest to you that you would listen to this message again, get out a pencil and a pad, and just write down those things that really jump out at you. And those things, as I always say, are the missing piece of the puzzle for your life. Write those down and then pray and ask the Spirit to really give you a revelation about that particular area, and then begin to take small baby steps toward change in your life. And if you will begin to take small baby steps, you will not recognize your life and your being by the end of the year. Well, this is Constance Arnold again with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show, saying that I am so grateful that you've joined me tonight. It's just been a great show. Please send me your emails. Please email me at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and just share with me what's going on in your life. Share with me all of the miracles that you are experiencing. Share with me any concerns or issues that you may have, and I will make sure that I will discuss or I will bring on other guests who can really help you deal with those particular areas in your life. Well, thank you so much. Make a decision to be a deliberate creator this week. And remember, when you change what you think and you change what you believe, you will begin to change what you manifest in your life. And remember, as I always say, the best is yet to come. Expect a miracle this week. Remember, all things are possible. This is Constance Arnold, your success coach. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.